Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are we still on 980? B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You're also listening to us on Team 980 this morning. You're watching us on the YouTube stream. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. B, they gave me a Monumental bomber jacket that's actually fresh. We got to make sure you get one of those. It was cool.
Somebody told me they're going to be sending some stuff. We're going to see.
They will. By far the best sporting event I went to this weekend was the Spirit game. Shout out to the Spirit.
That was off the chain.
Yo, I had never
been. I went to two that same day.
Oh, you went to the flag football?
And then the flag football at night. Let me tell you, man, those girls were working, man.
Did who won?
Clarksburg ended up winning the game against Whitman.
Okay.
But good game overall. I mean, both teams were playing well. Clarksburg just, they're wagging, man. They down the stretch, they just took over.
I think Clarksburg is home of the Fighting McDonoughs. I believe they live in Clarksburg.
They won last year. They won the flag football championship and basketball. They're trying to do a repeat in basketball too.
Shout out to the Spirit. Shout out to Clarksburg. The Spirit game really was awesome. Really cool to see. There were members of Commander's ownership.
It's been about three games.
That's a lot.
The whole 90 minutes, 8 minutes of extra time, 2 15-minute minutes.
And then penalties.
Then 3 minutes and something of extra time, then the penalty kicks.
And how about this? The Washington Spirit is undefeated in games after Hal Hirschfeld calls in and does an interview with us. Yo, she kicked the game winner, too.
Yeah. That was fun, man.
Yeah, the Spirit game was a blast.
I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Shout out to Maya Mitchell. Girls love the jerseys. Thank you very much. All right, B, it's time to get real. We had fun at the Spirit game. It was zero fun. Actually, let me ask you this. Hell, what was the score when you went out for Legends of the Game?
7-0, I think, at the time.
Okay, and then Washington
7-3.
Kicked.
7-3.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think Washington had scored when I went out. So
I was not surprised they kicked early in this one. I thought DQ, could seeing how Seattle went, would just want to get some points on the board. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And try to get it into a game rather than get it into an ass kicking early. The ass kicking came, but they did get points early.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for blame pies. Jeff, press the button, open these phones up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I rarely go first, but I'm going to go first today. Because I've talked about, I think there's a lot of layers to this, and I have nothing for the offense. I thought offensively they probably couldn't have kept up. But like if this game ended 30-22, which mm-hmm. would have been right in line with what Vegas saw
yep.
from a total standpoint and a spread standpoint. Vegas had the total at 49.5. Spread was 7.5, 8, whatever that was.
Uh-huh.
Like if this game ended 30-22, I think people would have been like, "All right, man, with the injuries and everything going on,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
reasonable." The way the Lions were able to move the ball, I'm looking at the defense first and foremost. I'm going 25 to the D-line, 25 to the secondary. And I understand those two things work in concert with one another, that you need pressure up front to help the secondary. There is no rule that prevents the secondary from making plays, though, on their own, and they do not.
Mm-hmm.
I worry tremendously about regression in the secondary. Young players that I was pretty clear about how high I was on Quan Martin this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's gone backwards. Samerstill's gone backwards. Amos has maybe been one of their best stories this year. He gets hurt yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is so hard to point to anything that was done correctly. You got to look at coaches here. Joe Witt, I think you really got to wonder if Joe Witt is the D coordinator when they come back to the States for that Denver game. And I think the biggest thing fans are mad about is accountability. And I think that accountability starts by DQ saying something. Now, he's not running from anything, but he's also not changing anything. Do you think Joe Witt's move from the booth to the field made any impact?
Well, you look at the score, it didn't.
Yeah.
You know?
And then again, I talk about the layers of this. I think you got to talk about the roster construction.
Yeah. But we keep saying you talk about the roster construction. If you talk about the roster construction and we keep bringing it up, that's part of the problem right there. Because
I got 25% of
the coaches basically, they coach who they have. And they don't choose who they have for the most part.
I mean, it's all in concert, dude. Like the D-line and the secondary, the coaches and the front office. Like, this is what you've built, and this is a disaster. So everybody gets ownership. I even have honorable mention to my blame pie. The injuries are a factor, specifically the cluster of injuries at D-end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have Dorrance, who was playing well before the injury, if you have Wise, maybe Jahmyr Gibbs doesn't go for a buck freaking 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then another honorable mention, the lack of adjustments made in this game is just, maybe not the lack of adjustments made in this game, right? Because in the game, it's tough. But over the course of the season, I cannot understand, if you're getting smoked deep, what is your biggest worry if you start to blitz, giving up big plays?
Mm-hmm.
You're giving them up anyway.
Yeah.
Try something. I know these guys work their asses off. These coaches work their asses off. There's no question about putting the time in, mm-hmm. right? But if you watch the Minnesota tape and they're able to win with what is basically a rookie quarterback in his fourth start, they blitzed the hell out of Goff. They got Goff moving.
Mm-hmm.
Goff was chilling yesterday.
He was.
He was chilling.
He was.
He might as well have been in a suite drinking Mai Tais. Like, he was relaxed.
I still ask the question. We say blitz because we see other teams blitz. Is our defense anywhere close to Minnesota's defense?
No, but what is the definition of insanity?
Instead of it being 44-22 yesterday, it might have been 64-22. Because they would have been scoring on one play drive.
It could have been 64-22 if they wanted to anyway. Like,
but still, it's just like, you know, you got to realize the blitz thing gives up a play quick, fast, and in a hurry. And if you're not getting, if you just go out and blitz just to be blitzing and you can't get home. See, the thing about it, most teams are blitz when they know four can cause problems. So they bring that fifth guy, maybe a sixth guy. We ain't causing problems with four or five. Who we going to bring, eight? I mean... I agree with you. The defense has not been good at all. But I don't see us getting a lot of pressure when we do most things.
I agree. Let's start letting these phones work. They're going to be on fire. Mike is in Fairfax. Mike, lead us off. What's your blame pie, man?
Yeah, of course. Thanks, man. Thanks for taking my call, man. And I just want to say real quick, I love the fact that you guys show a lot of respect and to the callers that are not hanging up on them and trashing them afterwards. That's awesome. Thank you for doing that.
No problem.
Second, I blame 50% on the injuries. I'm going to keep it simple. 50% on the injuries and the rest coaching. yeah, we just don't look good, guys. It starts with the top. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, bro.
Bye, man.
Thanks, man.
There's, barring somebody calling and blaming the alumni today, there's nothing I'm going to disagree with. Like, there is so much blame to go around that phone lines are going to be open all day. Let's get these phones loaded up here. 800-636-1067. Our guy Drew is on the line. Drew, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. Serenity now, JP. Serenity now.
Serenity now. Insanity later.
So I'm not as upset as you are, because I kind of expected what happened. But to the brain pie, I put 30% on injuries. It's hard to play when you don't have bodies. Look, I'm not making excuses, but that's as hard. I put 30% on Parma and Chicago. Anyone who thought it was happy that we broke Chicago last year, that we married, sorry for the green guys, they broke us. It's been just horrendous. We've been with this team for decades under the previous regime, and the way we're playing now is as bad as it's ever been, especially on defense. And so I put 30% on defense, and you can name a bunch of players, but I got to believe that we've seen the last of Joe Witt. Unfortunately, I'm not an overreacting guy, and I know he's in a tough situation, but there's got to be some accountability, because this is not a professional caliber team.
I think he's going to be there in Madrid. I don't think.
Yeah.
I think if anything happens, it's in the bye week.
He might be walking home from Madrid.
That's a long walk, dog.
Yeah, yeah. Can't walk from Madrid.
You need a canoe or something. All right, Drew. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, take care, guys.
I mean, just a disaster, man. Just a true disaster. Everybody's pissed. You're going to get your chance on the phones. We're going to do it all day. Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
All right, check this out. I'm going to say the percentage of my pie, and then I'm going to say why. 25% Terry McLaurin. 25% to Dan Quinn. 25% to the players. And 25% Joe Witt. Now, here's the why. AP was hired for our GM to negotiate the contracts and this and that. And remember, I love Terry. I don't have nothing against Terry. I love them. But we were never one player away from it. So if you hired a GM to make the choices, why are you stepping in on this man's toes? And we've seen this in the past. I'm 50 years old. Proudly say that I'm 50. So I've seen it all, heard it all. I'm happy.
Who's stepping on whose toes? What are you saying?
Okay, look, it's like this. I don't know okay, I'll put it to you like this. Dan Quinn, we hear that he's a player's coach. All right, let me re-evaluate what that word means for us. That means he's a people's pleaser. If Terry's out there and we're not one player away, why, you know what I'm, and here's the good thing, though. And we all these other guys under 1 year. Imagine if we would have buckloaded the boat and, like we did in the past with, hey, Albert Haynesworth and everything else. Man, we'd be looking super bad. I'm just glad what I've seen the whole game. I'm able to see it, analyze it. This is our measuring dipstick. Where we at? What did Parcells used to say? You are who your record says you are.
Yeah,
so we try.
I'm still lost on the Terry thing. You gotta make me understand.
Oh, okay. All right, let me go on that one a little bit farther then. Okay, he said that the dude said that he was worth this much, right? And then the GM and then Peters came out and said that he was going. This is what he was willing to pay him. Then we got divided with the fans. And to add a salt to the wound, we're paying $40 million for one touchdown.
All right, man. Appreciate the call.
You lost me with that one, but okay.
If it's specific to last night, I don't see how Terry's to blame. I don't know. I'm just going to be honest on that one. John is in White Plains. What's up, John?
How you doing? Good morning.
What's up, John?
I was calling to, what's up? I was calling because I don't have a blame pie. I wanted to speak up for Deron Payne.
Uh-huh.
I was at the game yesterday in the club level watching the game, and St. Brown, he punched Deron Payne before the play before in front of the refs, and the refs didn't do anything. So Deron Payne punched him the next play and got threw out. So I'm like, that's crazy. So that's the reason why he punched St. Brown, which is
yeah,
which
retaliation
is wild to
me, gets the person retaliating always get caught, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because he did it right in front of the ref, and the ref like stepped in front of St. Brown and Deron Payne, you know, punched Payne in the face and didn't throw a flag, which was that was wild. So I don't know. They just need a I assume they did.
That should
it because,
be a part of the
you know, we're a losing team.
He can go back and appeal it, and that would be a part of it. He can if that's factual, and that referee stood right there, didn't call it, and then he called the next one. They may give him some leniency with that.
Appreciate the call, man.
He did because I saw it.
Yeah,
I don't think Kinlaw's making it up when he says St. Brown punched him first.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying. And this is the problem with referees. And I my problem with a lot of games is referee. If you're here to uphold the integrity of this game, you can't call stuff after you just saw somebody do something. You know what I'm saying? If you call it ahead of time, you stop the next thing from happening. If he had called that, Deron don't retaliate. If everything he said is true, you know, they do that a lot. They'll let somebody do something and, let it go. Then the next player want to call it. If that happened, then Deron could probably appeal that thing. Might have to pay a fine still, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you still can't just sock somebody like that. But,
hey, I'm going to say I'm in the world. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back.
I get it.
And eventually – The ref needs to call it in the beginning, not wait.
Do you have a blame pie, Mr. Mitchell?
No.
Everybody?
Hey, I can't separate it. We lost. So it's the whole pie go for the whole team.
Last night was tough because offensively they gave him a chance. You know what I'm saying? And It probably wasn't enough, but it was there. And I think... I mean, when you see, like, it started raining hard late in that game, but fans were leaving before the rain. I mean, fans lasted longer in this one than they did in the Seattle game when people were leaving in the first half.
Yeah.
But midway through the third quarter, people were leaving. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them one bit, man. Like, it's, you know, the other thing we haven't talked about, that was the first time I think this season we really saw what looked like the old FedEx. The Lions fans took over that joint. It was, I mean, I was on the radio. I did a pregame hit with Denton. And he stopped me as I was talking. And he's like, yo, is that a Let's Go Lions chant? I was like, yeah, it's loud.
Yeah.
They were there.
When I was down on the field and you look, that lower bowl was blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
Honolulu, blue. Everywhere. And... you know, if fans are selling their tickets, like I don't blame you. What do you have to be? I don't know, man. That was seriously dispiriting. I know the White Brian just texted me. I didn't know if it was where I was sitting, but he said you could hear Jared Goff chants on TV.
Yeah,
it was loud, dude. That was a Lions crowd, man, and that. I wonder if your ownership, if you're Josh Harris, the amount of goodwill put in the bank last season by Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, the goodwill capital they acquired in the belief in what they're building and doing last year has to be significant. You're spending some capital now, man. If you're Josh Harris and you're looking around and you're like, what the bleep is going on here?
Yeah.
They're flying through it.
But I think Josh is used to rebuilding, so I don't think he makes many drastic moves off of one thing.
I agree, but to your earlier point, like everybody's culpable in, okay, maybe we're not rebuilding anymore. Maybe we're going for it. Phone lines are packed. We're taking all your calls. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The night is yours alone. Of this life to hold on. Misery Monday, baby. The real deal. I tell you who's really going through it right now, having a tough day.
Who that?
Jeff. I don't know why he's shocked that how long have those sandwiches been sitting there in the kitchen? I find it hard to believe there was a tray of deli sandwiches from this morning, right? Like somebody bringing in a tray.
Stop being so damn greedy. Wouldn't have those problems.
Although White Brian ate one too. How you feeling, Dub B?
I feel fine, and my stomach's normally not great, so I don't know.
You are a glizzy goblin. How many glizzies did you put down that day? 15 or something?
13. AMAC helped me with 2.
Right, and if White Brian can handle 13 glizzies and be okay, who knows what's up with Jeff?
You know, Jeff makes excuses as why he got to go do stuff.
Well, old sandwiches might do it.
I think the sandwich might have had nothing to do with it. When you're full of stuff, you got to get rid of it once in a while. That's all it is.
I got this tweet from Nelson Jordan. Blame pie, D-line, 20%. Pain alone, 15%. Linebackers, 20%, specifically Frankie Louvu. 20% secondary, out of position, not communicating. 25% the talent evaluators and the coaches on defense. We need to rebuild this defense from the studs up, besides Mikey, Kinlaw, and Amos. Let's go to these phones. Right. People are pissed, and they're not wrong. Mike is in Ashburn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How you doing, bud?
I was driving down Loudoun County Parkway. You guys know where Filigree Court is?
On
Loudoun County Parkway?
Yeah. You know where Filigree Court, that's right, the entrance to Commander's Park. Well, the bubble is deflated.
That's probably just a maintenance thing,
maintenance
though,
thing, probably.
Because they're going to Spain for
the
week.
Well, I'm being humorous.
Oh, okay.
I think Dan Quinn yesterday in his press conference would have gotten a lot more respect if he said, players we have aren't good enough. And that's it. He needs to say that, because that's what the truth is. They're just not good enough.
See, I hear people saying stuff like that all the time. You're not going to go to your job tomorrow and say that your business is horrible because and they'll be pointing the finger at your boss and then you're going to get fired, right? So you're not going
to
say
maybe
that.
Maybe he needs to make the players think maybe they need to play better or they're going to get fired, like all the rest of us if we don't do our job.
Yeah, but see, you got to stop trying to compare yourself to the players because players are played to play.
He's afraid of blowing the locker room up.
Can I tell you something, Mike? DQ's reputation is perhaps loyal to a fault, but loyal, and he is not a guy that throws people under the bus. So if you see that, if you see DQ come out and start roasting people, I think that is a sign of way, way, way
bigger
significant problems. Yeah. So,
I think Lombardi said it. I think Jimmy Johnson said it. I think most coaches, maybe Joe Gibbs didn't, but the players aren't getting the message. I mean, and yesterday, I mean, I turned it off at halftime. The game was over. And that's been that way for the last three or four games. The game's over at halftime.
The only one, Kansas City, they were tied at halftime. But you're right. The other ones have been over in this four-game stretch.
And I'm wondering who they're going to beat. But, see, I also tell people last year, the last six games, they won the very last play of the game. All those teams they played had us beat. And if they would have split those games last year, they would have been 9-8. And that's wishful thinking right now, but that's more what they are because the two previous seasons before Dan Quinn got here, they were 4-13. And everybody going into this year thinking 12-5, and that's just not reality. And of course, you guys have said that for the last half of the season. So, but I'm hoping for 8-8.
8-8. I mean,
that's going to be hard.
That would be what, five of the last six games or seven games or whatever they got left?
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks, dude.
Yes, sir. All right.
I think when I talk about the goodwill DQ has acquired from last year, I think you really got to wonder what a 5-12 does to it.
People going to be pissed at a 5-12, but like.
I'm not worried about people. I'm talking about the suite.
I don't think the suite's going to be. I don't think the suite is like we are. That's what I don't think.
I think
Josh is way smarter than the average fan that just go up and down roller coaster ride mindsets.
I agree. And if you look at how he's built things, especially in Philly, they've been patient. One thought I had, though, and I don't know that this will prove fruition, right? There's a lot of people in that ownership group, which means there's going to be a lot of opinions. Now, Josh is the ultimate arbiter of things, but a lot of people are going to have some thoughts. And I think the more people you have giving thoughts, having.
But see, that's the thing about it. When you got a group that big, some people are just putting in money to get a payback. Everybody that put in money don't have a say. That's the difference. So you got, 19 people, I think it is? I guarantee you, probably the top 5 to 7 may have votes and opinions.
Sure.
The rest of them just waiting for that paycheck to come, which they know coming. Because already when they look at it, they've already made money.
Totally. Where are we going? Ethan is in Annapolis. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, guys. Just real quick, I would say it's 75% players and 25% coaching. I have a hard time putting a lot on the coaches when you have former players, former coordinators, former head coaches on staff. I think they have a very good coaching staff. I think this just goes back to talent. They've been dog walked by the Packers, Atlanta, and if Caleb Williams could see the field, the Bears put up 40 on us. And to you add those games into what we've witnessed for the last 16 quarters, and it goes beyond being bad. I mean, they don't even look like a professional football team out there right now. And one good half of football against Kansas City just doesn't cut it for me. They have serious voids of talent on defense. I don't understand what the problem is, though, with as regards to the scheme or the people calling that out, because these guys have been playing ball since Pop Warner. But I know I did hear years ago that there was a quarterback here in Washington named Heath Shuler that was so dumb that B. Mitch had to call the plays for him in the huddle. I don't know if that was true. So, I don't know, guys. I think it's more talent issue. But, I'm not going to sit here and get mad at Adam Peters a ton because when Nick Saban comes out and says that Mikey Sanders still pound for pound was the best player in the draft, I believe Nick Saban, okay? I don't know what Johnny Newton's issue is, but Doc calls him a dog. He's more like a poodle or a chihuahua. He ain't no Great Dane, you know? So, and I think the right tackle, he's going to be okay, and they just got to keep building to it, but they got some major areas to address on defense, and I think effort is one of them. I don't think these guys, I think some of them have quit. So that's my take.
All right, man.
Appreciate the call, dude.
Good call there.
Thanks, guys.
I don't know. I have a tough time questioning effort at any level in pro football because everybody knows the next check isn't guaranteed. Like, if there's effort issues, I think coaches notice that, and I think that gets your ass put on the bench and maybe cut.
Mm-hmm.
But they are getting their ass kicked. So,
yeah,
I'm not being dismissive of people questioning that. I've done this job for a while now, and one of the people I learned a lot from was Tariq El-Bashir. Mm-hmm. And Tariq, early in my career, is like, never question pro athletes' effort. Like, you have no idea what they're doing out there. But the results are so poor.
Sometimes when you look at games, though, you can see one team, one side maybe giving a little bit more. Every guy is out there working in practice. And I just think, listen, man, I think the way that practices are set up, if you are behind at the beginning, you're going to be behind at the end. I think some of these coaches take advantage and still push the limit in practice, and they get it in the games. Other people live by the law of what they say, and that hurts you in the long run.
I do wonder, and we wondered it in real time. Training camp was incredibly light. It was a light camp, and you got a lot of veterans, and you want to take care of them. And I think losing that joint scrimmage with the Ravens hurt them. But, like, the tone was set in July. We're taking care of our players first. And then you wonder what that tone set, what that tone meant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything, but like, that was a light camp, period.
Yeah.
And then,
but see, like Jay, when you hear me talk about it, I don't just say this stuff, and I'm not the one that get off of my yawn type guy, my lawn type guy, but I know what I had to do to be at the level. Like, when I walked in here, I'm from Southwest Louisiana, and these other dudes from Notre Dame, this, that, and the other, I had to outwork them. And I say this, and I think people think sometimes I'm just like just shooting the breeze. No, I pushed myself to a limit to where I knew when I got on the damn football field, I'll play four quarters full speed just like that. A lot of times I wonder if guys, because, you know, like your kids, if you set a tone for your kids early on, they're going to live up to what you set. But if you just allow them to do whatever, and then you keep giving them choices, they're going to choose the easiest route. I think in pro football, Lily, all this, you give people enough opportunities, enough choices, they will choose the easiest route to get to where they want to go. Not the toughest route, the easiest route.
No easy route on this program. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan and Team 980. You're watching on the YouTube stream at the 106.7 The Fan page, and you're watching on Monumental Sports Network. Wherever you are, don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're also on Team 980 today. Watch ain't us no on Monumental Sports Network.
She's gone.
People are pissed. Phone lines are full. Let's go to Aaron in Suitland. Aaron, what's up, man?
What up, Aaron?
Aaron,
you up?
Aaron's gone on hold. Jeff, you can try to deal with that. Duntel is in Frederick. What's up, Duntel?
Hey, guys. What's going on, man?
How you doing?
B. Mitch, man. It's been a long time, buddy. I ain't talked to you in a while.
How you been, bro?
Hey, man, you know, I've been doing my thing, you know, but listen, I want to take this thing back to the preseason, man. I said they'd be 5-12 or 6-11. I mean, this fan base, I think, got a little carried away with last year, man, and it's just, I think we begin to be like Cowboy fans. We have one good season, now we go in the Super Bowl all of a sudden every year. So the pie, as far as the pie, I'm thinking the 75% is going to go to Adam Peters and whoever it is that he answers to, and the 25% gets diced up in so many ways. Because what I was saying last year with the success that we had, they had to go out and make a pitch at a big-time receiver that can change the game. And the reason why I said this is because that's how we made it as far as we got last year. We were at least able to compete from an offensive standpoint. Jaden did his thing last year. I mean, he was like Superman, and I think that's where the downfall was. They wanted him to do that over and over again, but our schedule was not favorable this year like it was last year. So by them not upgrading our offense, by getting him that weapon that he needs, now we can't compete from no level. I mean, we could have made a pitch of T. Higgins, Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed. All these guys wanted to move, but they let him sign someplace else. And that's just my take on it. So it's going to be a while with the defense because it's just too many holes. Beamish, let me ask you this question. How many times have you seen Quan Martin land on the ground after trying to make a tackle? The dude's terrible, dude.
I think I don't see a lot of those defensive backs on the ground. I think everybody – and I watched the whole NFL, and I'm going to tell you, it's about throwing a forearm. I think if you don't wrap up, you got problems. I watched the Ravens defense yesterday. They were wrapping up. They came to play. I need to see it more often, though.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you, Duntel. Real question for you. And you see this all over the league, but a big part of Dan Quinn and Joe Witt's philosophy is ball is life, right?
Yeah. They tackle the ball.
And I wonder if at a certain point there's too much focus on that because they're focused on trying to get the ball and
I'm not going to blame Joe Witt for that. The player understands. Ever since Little League football, they teach you the first guy there, grab the person. The next guy, you go for the ball. Now, if you got the tackle secured and you got a free arm, you can punch for the ball. I watched guys yesterday run and grab at the ball and run with the guy for 4 or 5 more yards. If you just come and hit him in his damn leg, You're down, and he don't get the other 4 yards. But you're trying to – and then I was watching another game on last night. Dude tried to tackle the ball. He didn't get the ball or the tackle. Dude still kept running for another 15, 20 yards. They know what that means. I mean, this is – I'm not going to make an excuse for them on that one. This is NFL football. You don't make the tackle, you waste your time going for the damn football.
Derek is in Maryland. What's up, D?
Hey, man, I just want to agree with you know, mostly the callers that's been calling. We didn't get Jaden Daniels any help on the offensive side of the football. And I want to put the blame pie on whoever's in charge of the talent acquisition and who's ever in charge of making him, allowing him to get the deal done. Now,
can I ask a question, Derek, about we?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I don't think they invested enough on the bottom half of the receiver room, so I'll agree with you there. They traded for an all-pro level left tackle. They traded for another receiver that's been an all-pro before, and they drafted a tackle in the first round. So they clearly made protecting Jaden a top priority.
Who is this all-pro receiver you're talking about, Deebo Samuel?
He's been an all-pro receiver, yes.
Yes, but is he a number one receiver? He's like even on 49ers team, he wasn't the number one option.
Okay. That's not always true. But once they got McCaffrey, that became true. I'm just saying, they didn't invest anything in Jaden, I don't think is accurate. Maybe the investments didn't work or they didn't invest enough, but they clearly, by trading for Tunsil and drafting Connerly, they tried to make protecting him their top priority. If you want to argue about skill position players, that's a different matter.
Okay, now, if you want to say, okay, you got him some help, that's one thing. But your number one option was going into offseason was signing Terry McLaurin. You didn't do that in the beginning, but you waited, and then you went ahead and signed him anyway, giving him money anyway. Why didn't you do that from the beginning? So
I think there's some revisionist history there. If you look at the deal Terry signed at the end, I imagine that deal or something pretty darn close to it was available much earlier on. And maybe Terry's getting bad advice, whatever happened there, but it's not like they eventually broke the bank to get Terry in.
If you look at this team history, every time we have some drama in the off season, no matter what it is, we go into the season and we're not ready. And that's what I blame it on, man. We weren't ready. We weren't prepared. We didn't get in the offensive players. And the players we do got, I don't blame the coaches at all, man. I like our coaching staff. I think the players that they got, they aren't talented enough to go against these NFL players that on the opposite side of the football. And like the caller before just said, why didn't we get a George Pickens? Why didn't we get, you know what I'm saying? We didn't, I don't understand it. You go into the draft with, why didn't we keep Brian Robinson? Look, I don't understand. We let go of Jonathan Allen and you kept DeRon Payne because you had to let one of them go. But look, why didn't we keep the other one? Why don't we keep Allen? He was the leader of it on our team.
Yo, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to give you the rationale and the logic. The John Allen thing was contract. He didn't have guaranteed money left on his deal, wanted more guarantees. Washington didn't want to commit to it. I bet the same thing happens with Payne in about 4 months. Like, some of that is just contracted guys you've inherited. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just telling you why.
I understand, man. Well, I'm going to let you guys go. One more thing, man. You get as much as you can because it might get ugly. All right? It might get ugly. Everything else might get ugly.
Appreciate you, Derek. Oh, thanks, man.
I think it will.
I think it has. In an effort to stay on time, because we're on two radio stations, a television station, and a YouTube station, I'm going to go to break. Keeping the phone lines open for the next hour. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.